the relationship between the General Services Administration and Dear Abby, the advice columnist, has been growing for over 15 years, with Dear Abby's column running in more than 1,400 newspapers and having a following of over 110 million readers. This partnership has worked well getting federal government information out to consumers.
And what kind of information do you get through her column, and how does that look in the column?
Well, this year's The Free Healthy Moms Advice Kit is all information on health tips for women. But in past years, we've done packets on heart health, a consumer survival kit that had financial information and health information, and we actually did a packet on hurricane preparedness.
So people can find the information on how to get the information through the column. Is that basically how it works?
That is correct. We actually have, this year we're hosting it on our new website, publications.usa.gov. So people can go on and order the free Healthy Moms Advice Kit either on the order form. They can also go to the toll-free 1-800 number or 888 number that's on the order form, or they can also download it this year and just download it to their computers and read it through there, and they can also put those on specific devices that have e-reader capability.
Now, let's get back to what that package is all about, because it's something new, and you're also collaborating with another federal agency on the information itself.
Yes, the Office of, actually the Food and Drug Administration's Office of Women's Health put together a packet for us. It's 9 publications and a postcard that focuses on the health issues for women. Some examples of the information that readers would find in there would be fighting depression, getting a good night's sleep, handling hay fever, things like that.
What kind of metrics do you have to measure how effective working through the Dear Abby column is to getting out GSA information?
Well, in terms of not just the packets, but the packets also have different publications in there, we're able to capture downloads, we're able to count the publications that are in each packet, and also we have Abby's readership, so we know how many newspapers or how many people they disseminate the information to, as well as our readers, because we also put it on our websites also. So we have our family of websites, USA.gov, that has it on the banner right now and directs people to publications.usa.gov, and then we also have gobierno.usa.gov, which is the sister site of usa.gov.
But it sounds like Dear Abby is a pretty influential medium and something of a low-tech way of getting out that citizen service engagement that you're trying to build at GSA.
Well, you know, the thing is, the FCIC for over 30 years has been trying to give people information how they want it, where they want it, and when they want it. So with the publication, this might be just a certain group of people that would like federal information through the publications. So this is just one avenue that we're able to use that people want, and it works for us.
We're speaking to Jacqueline Snee, the Outreach Specialist for Consumer Education and Outreach at the General Services Administration. And I just have to ask you, you know it, and I know it, but let's confirm for everyone else listening, there actually is an Abby behind Dear Abby.
There definitely is. Dear Abby, the advice columnist, is in, like I said, 1,400 newspapers, and she still has 110 million readers. And so she is definitely going strong, giving people helpful tips on everyday life living. So we're very fortunate.
And how about Heloise? Have you thought about going through that column too, or is that you're okay with Dear Abby?
You know what? We have done promotions with many different outlets. This promotion, though, is mostly focused on Dear Abby.
And tell us about some of the other outreach ways that GSA is getting to the public. We hear about all these electronic means, but it sounds like you've got other means that are maybe lower tech, but still get a lot of eyeballs.
Well, can you repeat the question for me, Tom?
Yeah, I was going to say, what else do you do for outreach that's not brand new social media tools? What do you do that's in a little lower tech area like Dear Abby?
Well, we go to many conferences. We go to many different meetings. We also still do order forms through the mail that we're able to target different sort of groups. We have a Spanish bulk promotion. We have an Asian bulk promotion. And they actually get cards that they can send in to us through the mail.
So it's safe to say that there are a lot of Americans out there that don't necessarily use electronic media to get information from the government. There's still a healthy marketplace for the non-electronic means, it sounds like.
Oh, there definitely is. And we want to make sure everybody is given equal opportunity to get federal government information. So that's why we try and make sure all avenues of disseminating information are open.
And what other agencies besides FDA do you partner with to get their information out?
Well, we have partnerships with the Federal Trade Commission for distribution. We also do things with the Federal Reserve Board and many, many other agencies. I just would like to add for the readers to go to publications.usa.gov and order the free Healthy Moms Advice Kit and order one for all the moms you know.
Sounds like there will always be a Dear Abby and there will always be a Pueblo, Colorado.
There definitely will be.